may I have your attention, please? The faculty director called. Attention, please. The anticipation in the air was palpable. Everyone was eager to hear Mrs. Qualey announce the name of the fall production.
You psyched?
AJ asked, leaning over.
You know it'll be between us for the lead.
Huey grinned. Unless the girls get their way and we do the wolves. There had been pushback after both of the prior year's productions had been musicals, which were popular with theatergoers but worked to the advantage of the handful of actors with strong singing voices. So Huey expected they'd be putting on a straight play this fall. Still, even without singing in the mix, he and AJ were clear favorites for any male lead roles. Chatter quelled to a low murmur as Mrs. Qualey began.
I'm going to keep this brief, or at least brief by the standards of someone who teaches both English and theater.
She squared her shoulders.
Students, please be advised that in his 1651 book, Leviathan, Thomas Hobbes described the life of man as solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. I'd be remiss in not warning you that life on the stage is often the same way.
Ominous. Mrs. Qualey stood, strolled around her desk, leaned against the front of it, and sighed.
There's no easy way to say this. Our vice principal has informed me that while our spring production is still a go, the fall show has been cut from the budget. As an alternative, we...
The room erupted in protest. Mrs. Qualey raised her hands, palms facing the crowd.
Quiet, please. Quiet. I'm still in charge here. Allow me to explain.
She took a breath.
It's not only theater. They cut the school newspaper budget, too. The Hive will have to raise the money if they want to attend the State Press Association competition this year. TV, radio, and orchestra are on life support. It's a miracle that the library emerged largely unscathed this time. Supposedly, the only alternative was to raise student activity fees, and there's already a lot of talk in the PTO about the financial burden that places on larger families.
We can find sponsors, Huey suggested. We can crowdsource or sell ads.
Don't you think I already thought of all that?
Mrs. Qualey exclaimed. In a more subdued voice, she added,
I'm sorry. The matter is settled. I'm coaching JV volleyball this semester instead. Coach Rummel is retired now, and I played volleyball in college. The varsity coach is covering for me at today's practice. I should be in the gym, right?
This makes no sense,
argued Madison Cohen, who was seated on the other side of AJ.
The school just spent a kajillion dollars on a freaking jumbotron.
Wake up, Madison,
Kelly O exclaimed.
Football is a second religion, and we're... Be that as it may,
Mrs. Qualey interrupted.
We will still have a production coming up this spring, and I have an intriguing development to announce. A few of you have been asking for a more now, more wow production. So, write one. As of right now, I'm officially in the market for a brand new script. Take this unexpected windfall of time as an invitation.
Huey was barely listening. Early planning for the spring production wouldn't kick off in earnest for another 5 months. What was he supposed to do with himself in the meantime?